Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
It's time to dive right into a trending report this morning. I'm going to tell you about a video I could not stop watching yesterday. I watched this thing probably 25 times.
What?
Tom Cruise eating popcorn. Oh, did anybody else watch it?
No. Dude, what is wrong with him?
What is wrong with this guy and the way he eats popcorn? It's too intense.
He spills half of it. Do you see how much popcorn falls out of his hand?
The key is the way this guy throws the popcorn into his mouth. It's
really?
Like he's doing curls with the popcorn, and every time he brings it up, wham, he slams it into his mouth.
Almost like punching himself in the face,
no.
right?
It's so intense.
They said
Tom Cruise eats popcorn just as intensely as he does everything else.
I don't think he's capable of doing anything less than 110%. Anything.
Yeah, it was insane. And the way he's like gazing out into the crowd or whatever, and listen to somebody speak as he's throwing it into his mouth.
Well, and Katie,
I couldn't get enough of
it. He doesn't like grab, you know, like one or two pieces and kind of gently place it. He'll grab like a handful, kind of do like a dice, like shake it up in his hand, and then just whoppa, right into the face.
Yeah,
like,
I thought it was going to go out the back of his head.
I had to see this video.
Yeah, if you get a chance today, look up Tom Cruise eating popcorn, and it exploded online yesterday because they're like, this guy.
I'm so glad
you
brought
normal.
That up.
Just be normal the way you eat your popcorn.
One at a time. Actually, I'd like to eat a handful of popcorn, but I do it gingerly, right? You take a handful.
Everyone's normal, and you just pop it in your mouth.
Yeah.
No, he's like shotgunning it.
I don't think he actually chews it. It goes right to the back of his throat. Like, he just like,
craziest thing I've ever seen. So,
I
watched that video over and over and over yesterday. I just couldn't get enough of it.
That's
it was
awesome.
Fascinating to me. What else is going on? This story says, this is what happens when Justin Timberlake won't return your calls. Joey Fatone is now a spokesman for Red Lobster. My, how the mighty have fallen.
I'm genuinely curious. I thought all Red Lobsters closed down. Was it not all of them? Was it just all the ones in Colorado?
No, there's still Red Lobsters. Yeah, there's still
Red Lobsters. The one right next door to us closed down and torn down. I'm pretty sure a hefty, because they filed for bankruptcy again.
I don't remember that. Well, they must be doing all right. They hired Joey Fatone, although he's probably going to be pretty cheap.
Yeah, and there is that one in the Stapleton area. I know that.
I feel like there's one down by me,
Red
too.
Lobsters all over have been closing, part of Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh. There's still a few.
Yeah, so there's only 500 remaining U.S. locations.
I didn't know that about Red Lobster.
Yeah, I was like, they're not doing too well, so that's why they're...
Well, that's why they didn't hire JT.
They had to hire Joey. JT was like, yeah, girl, I'll do it again, and then they were
exactly.
like, well, give me $20.
I wonder what they're paying him. What else is going on? Jeremy Renner is going around talking about his snowplow incident still, which happened back in 2023. He is riding on this, isn't he?
He is.
I mean, he almost died, you guys. Actually,
exactly.
He did die. They said he died like twice on the table.
It is a miracle that he's still with us, but still, like, you're right, though. Every time I see him, he is continuing to talk about it.
Well, wouldn't you say it's people asking him about it? It's interviews.
People are asking him. So he is talking about here when he died. He said it was the most exhilarating peace you would ever feel. You don't see anything but what's in your mind's eye. Like, you're the atoms of who you are, the DNA, your spirit. It's the highest adrenaline rush. He says there's a ton of peace that comes with it. It's magnificent. It's magical. And I didn't want to come back.
All
of this describes like when I leave the radio station for the day.
Jeremy.
And I didn't want to come back.
Bink.
Gosh.
I've gone down a rabbit hole in the past week. I've been watching all these technically when people die experiences on YouTube. All these videos of people that have died in the operating room or in a car crash or whatever. And what has happened to them. And then when they come back. If you guys get like a half a day to just sit on YouTube, fascinating stuff.
So I was
fascinating.
My dad was in the hospital for a while back in 2021, and he had some problems that almost killed him. And he said the same thing. He was like literally minutes or seconds away from death, and he said the exact same thing. He was like, "It was the most peaceful experience that I've ever experienced in my life." And that's he goes, "If you know,
it's trippy."
He's like, "It's one of those things where you do come back, and you're kind of like." It wasn't
I don't want to be here anymore.
Bad.
I don't want to pay taxes anymore.
And
well, and I
was like, I was shocked to hear him say that. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not know that.
Well, and I guess if you've seen many videos, is there any common theme between them? Is that it? The peace thing?
The biggest thing is love. I mean, they said the overwhelming feeling of love when they're in whatever this place that they are in, if you call it heaven or whatever you want, they said the overwhelming sense of love and joy and peacefulness. And then, you know, the bright lights and, you know, the whole shebang.
That's comforting, isn't it?
It is. I mean,
it was so peaceful.
Death is the one thing no one can beat, so that's really comforting.
They said they couldn't describe the amount of, like, love and just carefree feeling that they had. It was pretty trippy. Like, multiple. Like, and people from every walk of life, every religion, everything in these videos.
Well, I just feel like death is such a scary thing to think of, obviously, because the finality of it. But if that is what people experience, that's a pretty cool thing and comforting thought, you know, right?
It is. Joke. It is.
Like I said, like leaving the radio station every day. Just this peaceful,
not that bad.
Loving feeling.
I love this
you know,
job.
Go work fast food and then talk to me about leaving a radio station.
No, it's just so peaceful. Once you get in that car and drive away, it's just
you
peaceful.
Go flip some burgers and then tell me. And then talk about it.
Katie, what's going on locally?
We've got some good news about Denver coming out to start it off. Because I love this. Denver has one of the best park systems in the country.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and they say because 96% of Denver residents, so nearly everyone who lives in the Mile High City, has a park just a 10-minute walk away. We are number 10 on this list of big cities with park systems. Washington, D.C. is number one, but I would have to agree with
number one?
Well, then they do have a lot of parks.
A ton. A lot of walking spaces, a lot of monuments.
But if we think about our parks, Confluence Park, Wash Park, you know, like so many beautiful, beautiful places. And I like, you know, our parks are all connected with the trails, the Cherry Creek Trail, and all the different bike paths and walking paths that really connect our cities and make them so beautiful and so accessible. So I'd have to agree with this. I've lived in multiple places. Denver, your park system, top notch.
Well done, Denver. Good job.
A dig
job.
It.
Well done.
Also, this Denver climbing competition. So downtown Denver is going to host the International Speed Climbing World Cup coming up next Saturday and Sunday. It's part of that whole new 16th Street hype, right? Like, ooh, we're making downtown awesome.
This will get people down here. Let's make them
speed climbers.
Let's get them up really high.
That's the thing. So, you know, like the rock climbing walls that you see. Like, they have so many of them. So that's what it is they're going to have massive rock climbing walls in downtown Denver, and they're going to do speed style competitions all weekend long. You can come and watch. You can be a prospector. You can enjoy all the other stuff. So they're going to have live music, art, food, shopping, and more.
Do you guys ever rock climb?
Pass.
Across
Jared,
the
have you ever rock? You
long,
seem like the guy.
Street.
No, uh-uh.
Oh, it's
but
fun,
I was
man.
An old-timey prospector.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
your Gus,
fun.
Your Gus Chiggins.
I had overalls and everything. I said.
Axe.
I said, old-timey prospector here just to watch the rock climbing.
Now, even if you watch, so climbing people climbing walls now, I know this is a little different, but down in Uray, I used to sit and watch people do the ice climbing thing.
That's cool.
More fun.
So
I would watch
intense.
That.
Yeah, well, and this is still
it's a little
like,
more spectacular. They're backing in these flatbed semis or whatever, and then they lift that rock wall up.
Exactly.
I've seen this, and it's just like...
It's fun, though.
It's
very
carnival.
I used to do rock climbing competitions, and you'd see who can get to the top first.
Exactly.
You got to yell belay, and then they go on belay, and then you run up there. You go climb up as quickly as can, and you ring the bell. Ring the bell when you get to the top.
It's definitely a fun thing you can go do with the family, bring the kids to see it, and again, they have all the live music and food and everything down there. 16th Street.
It'll get some people down there.
Exactly.
That's good.
I dig it. I like it a lot. How about this? This was not a happy moment for us in the studio, because Whataburger's opening their 8th Colorado location. Still not in Denver. Yeah.
I know. Why are they bringing them here?
I thought it was like their second or third.
There's 7 down south in the Colorado Springs area. And so this one's going to be in Pueblo. And not just called, it's Monument, like all the different Colorado Springs areas, not just the Springs. But why are they not bringing them to Denver? I don't understand their process of only putting them down south.
Is it a tax thing?
Maybe
it is. Is it a population thing?
I don't know.
Well,
but
no, because they have them in Dallas, so it's not a population thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over Texas.
I wonder what it is.
It's very, very frustrating, though.
I love Whataburger
and here's something
so much.
That I was reading this article, I had no idea. Jim's Burger Haven used to be a Whataburger because they were pretty common in Colorado back in the day, and then they closed them all down, and now they're making a resurgence. But I had no idea. Do you know Jim's Burger Haven?
Never
right
heard
there?
Of it.
It's like
heard of that
88th
either.
And Thornton Park. Oh, my
I'm never
gosh.
Up there.
You have
my
to
mother-in-law
go to...
lives up that way. I'm never going
you
up
need
there.
To go. You need to go.
No,
at
I don't want to.
You don't have
I
to
don't
see your
to.
Mother-in-law.
No,
just see the
I don't
burgers.
Want to.
Go say hi to Jim.
Still
oh,
too
you
close.
Have to. So Jim's Burger Haven They have some of the best just fast food burgers. Everything is fresh.
They have them in Arvada and Thornton.
You have to check out Jim's Burger Haven.
Well, I would hope everything is fresh.
A lot of times they're not.
Never fresh, always frozen.
I know. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but they have
Our
so
meat
many
is
good
moldy.
Things. And it's pretty affordable. That's the thing about Jim's Burger Haven is you're going to get a whole meal for under $10. So good.
It looks good.
What
Katie,
else
the burgers look good. Sorry, I'm looking at the burgers now. They look good.
They're so good. Yeah.
Tell me about Noodles and Company.
Jim's. We're going to get to that one in a second. But first, Denver, one step closer to getting parking minimums removed. Do you know what this means?
Oh, I don't like that.
What? Yeah. So it was voted on this week, and now it's moved one step closer to being voted on by the city council. That's where they're at now. But what they're saying is now when they're building new stuff downtown, you don't have to include parking spots like you did before. Like before, if you built an apartment building, you would have to make sure that you also had parking for each resident and you had two parking spots for each resident in the building.
It's like a one for one, essentially.
Yes. If you had a business, you had to make sure for every table you had in your restaurant that you had a parking spot for the table. Like this is required by the city. The city's saying that was a lot of work for them when they were approving.
Well, then we're running out of room down
there.
Maybe stop building.
I don't know. Also, this is encouraging people to use the local transit system. So it's a big push towards that as well. They're saying if you're going to come downtown, ride the light rail, ride the new free RTD mall thing that they have going in. So there's a lot of different reasons they're trying to make this happen. There's a pro and a con to it, obviously, right? Because for me, I have a car, and when I'm driving into downtown Denver, that's the biggest issue for me is parking. Every time.
Absolutely.
I don't
it's very
like
difficult.
It. And now they're saying, well, we're going to provide less parking for the businesses that we're going to put up. Please ride the light rail.
Well, at the same time, they want more people to come downtown.
Exactly.
You know, this is kind of cancel.
Yeah, so they're going to have to figure this out. But again, they voted to move it forward, and now the city council is going
to
vote on it.
Just
so
you're
going
to have to get used
now.
To taking the public transit down there, especially
you
when
are.
This whole Kroenke thing is done, too,
I
and
know.
It's all built up down there to get to games and stuff. You're going to be hopping on public transit to get down
and
there.
And that's kind of
Which is fine. You're saving the planet, right?
Then that's
supposedly.
They're
Are
pushing
you?
People
Less
towards
pollution.
That. They're pushing people towards if you're coming downtown. Yeah. And think about it. People go downtown for a big reason to what? Party, right?
Yeah, like, you can Uber. You can get
tip
dumped
them back.
Off.
And so they're kind of trying to, get some push towards that as well. Be
All
safe
right.
when you're downtown. So it's just the next step. But yeah, that's the latest there. And the Noodles and Company thing that you talked about.
Yeah, what's
closing
that?
Many locations and not good news for it's a Broomfield-based company. So they've
yeah,
got
they
the,
are local. I hate to say too much.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan.
I know.
That's all
really?
I'll say.
Said that. See,
Dude,
it's
their
funny.
Buffalo chicken mac and cheese is one of the best I've ever had.
One of the worst Yelp reviews I ever wrote was
really?
For possibly some sort of noodle company.
Okay.
A noodle-related company.
Noodle and company?
every time we... never mind. I don't want to say anything else.
Okay. Well, I like their pad thai.
Not surprised.
And
their pad
thai
is fantastic.
The dumplings that they push out there. Yeah. Like,
and
really?
Their Rice Krispie treats that they make.
I know.
The
See,
huge little triangles.
Every time I've been to Noodles and Company, I've had a
Why are they closing so many locations
so
then?
I think more people feel like
I
you,
know,
I guess. But
it's a bummer.
Yeah,
I love it.
Again, a Broomfield-based company. So
That's a bummer. I don't like people losing their jobs. I don't.
Absolutely
You'd
not.
You never
and
want to hear that.
They haven't announced which locations they're going to close across the country either, so we don't know if this is going to affect Colorado yet or not. Something that we do know, though, this is amazing news. So they're putting up this adventure park. It's called URWLD.
You are wild.
You are
You are wild.
Katie. It's like a license plate.
Like,
you gotta decipher
you are wild.
There it is. Thank you, Josh. You are
How
wild.
How are you
going
to say it?
Oh, but it's pronounced your world.
Your world. It could be your world either.
Oh, it's pronounced your world. Okay.
Your world.
So, how are you going to say it, though?
I was just going to spell it.
You are WLD, baby.
URWLD. That's what they're putting in at Globeville's Fox Park Development. So that's right there near like 38th and Huron. And they've been talking about how they've put a whole, this is another like new community that they're putting in with shopping and apartments and movie theater, and now they have this new it's an adventure sport facility, so it's going to be 165,000 square feet. They're going to have everything from ice climbing to surfing. They're also going to have golf simulators.
Surfing.
Yeah, they're going to have all of the sports, and it's in this massive sports complex.
Will they have cornhole?
I'm sure they will.
I want cornhole and darts.
Dear, if they have surfing, well, then go to your local bar if you want darts.
If you want darts, like, that's nothing. You can have that in your house.
I want competitive darting.
Wow.
I'm a darter.
Of all the things. Oh, my gosh.
You said they have everything.
Do
they have cup stacking rooms?
I'm sure they need a little, what is it, flip cup? Yeah. They should have that.
Do they have a room where you can flip water bottles and see if you can land them on the bottom?
I mean, I'm sure if you like write
competitive bottle flipping,
a nicely worded email, I'm sure that they would implement that.
You can go surf and then do some bottle flipping.
Too much space. Yeah, but they're going to, the adventure sports is really what this one's about. And it's just exciting because one more thing for us to check out. And also, like, the snowboarding and things like that, for you to be able to perfect your craft, not on the mountain where you could fall off a cliff.
We've been to one of those facilities where it's just like kind of like a gigantic treadmill, basically,
it's
massive, and you get on there with your skis and your snowboard and they just fire it up and you can board indoors.
That's cool.
Those are really neat places.
Yeah, that's actually really cool.
They're putting a lot of money into it, worth about $80 million.
Yeah, spend that money.
I cannot
spend
wait.
That cheddar. Make
when is it
gonna,
is it open already
they
or when is it?
No. This will be a little while.
Oh, okay.
They're just like groundbreaking all of this stuff
cool.
over there. In
20,
that area, but
34.
Yeah.
It'll be
gonna
open.
Be
it's gonna be a party.
Great.
Very exciting for our community.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That is a trending report chocked full of local stuff right there.